Matthew 8.
That's from one side of the spectrum of what I'm talking about. 5. Yeah. My favorite's up there. Get my scripture ready. You can hear that bubble gum drop. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. You know the story, but we're going to read it. And saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy. What? How was it? Grievously what? Tormented. That servant was sick. And he said to him, man, I'll come heal him. Oh, Jesus, wait a minute. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I'm going to tell a story before I give the title. I told this on the prayer line years ago when I was reading, not years ago, a little while ago, when I was reading, I made this scenario. I also told it to Samuel last Sunday. And I don't know if he told you, Bunkin, but it was for you. That I told. If he didn't or did, you're going to hear it today. You imagine this. You get home, you're asleep. You're in bed. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. It ain't even daylight yet. And you hear this. Boop, boop, boop. Now, what is that? Get up. Go outside, and it's the garbage. It's the city garbage bagging up to your front door. And as you open the door, the garbage man, puts a hand on the handle to pull the lever to dump the trash. Whoa, whoa, what are you doing? Wait, hold on. What are you doing? Oh, well, Kenny said, I can dump this garbage in your front truck, your front yard. Oh, wait a minute. Kenny a good dude. I like him just fine. I hope y'all do. Kenny a good dude. I like him just fine. He's a good guy. Kenny don't live here. Kenny does not have the say-so at this property. You cannot dump this trash in my front yard. Take your trash somewhere else. Or would you just say, oh, yeah, Kenny, I know it. Go ahead and dump it right there. That's fine. All kind of stuff get thrown in the trash. How you feel about trash? How you feel about garbage? Tell the truth. How you feel about it? It's trash. You get that feeling, right? Okay, I got one in. I am trying to make your stomach turn over, but I'm going to make my point. This is kind of funny to me. You coming home from work, and you see these guys out building a fence around your front yard. There's a bunch of hogs running around. What are you doing? Well, Kenny said I could build this hog pen in your front yard. And it already done got sloppy, and the only way you get to your front door is through where the hogs have made the mess. Oh, wait, no. Would you stand for that? How do you feel about that? I don't eat much pork. I will eat bacon, but I don't eat much. But I don't want that in my front yard. Do you? Do you want that in your front yard? Do you want that at your house? You don't. Why? Answer, you can answer to yourself. Why do you not want that? Come on. Title my message, glory to God, treat it just like trash. What do I mean by it? I got another story to tell, then you'll know what I'm talking about. Wasn't last week because it's Sunday. Week before last. I think it was Thursday or Friday. I was going to sleep early that morning I got off work. I was waking up. I think I had woke up my early dog out. Like, man, my throat. Don't know how it felt. Kind of had a little, bothered me a little bit now. No, I ain't going to be sick. No. And I went on about my business. Went to work that night. And I felt a little, I did say, you know, I don't see this. It hit me again. And I was drinking a Sprite Zero. And pain shot down my back. I'm like, man, what is going on here? I thought it, but I never would say it. This ain't COVID, is it? I thought it, but I'm like, no, I ain't going to say it. I guarantee you that much. And no, but I don't, whatever, no. Mm-mm. Nope. I don't see it. On the way home, You ever had somebody just lean on you and put pressure, start putting more and more? That's what it felt like on the way home. Like, if these, my truck needs some work so you can smell the gas a little bit. I was like, are these fumes messing with me or what's going on? I mean, I said, you know what? I already said it one time. I'm going to say it again. I don't receive this. I didn't feel that great going home. It bothered me. But I said, nope, I don't receive this. You know, got next morning, I was fine. I didn't feel anything. Woke up Sunday morning, it kind of, a little bit more. Oh, wait a minute, hold on now. I just told you, I don't receive this. I ain't had no more problem out of it since. My point being is, just like trash, you don't have to accept sin. You don't have to sin. You don't have to accept sickness. You don't have to accept lack, debt. You don't have to be, you don't have to accept anger. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to act out of, outside of God's character. You can simply say these words, nope. Just like Joseph did, that woman tried her best. Didn't you say day after day? She tried. He said, nope. I will not. I won't. I won't do it. And you say the same thing when the bills show up unexpectedly. Nope. I will not fear. Bill, you pay. What are you saying? What are you saying? Glory to God. I will not receive it. Where am I? You have the right and the authority to decide whether or not to receive trash in your front yard. Well, and just in case you didn't know that, you can tell sickness, pain, lack, debt, sin, whatever's going on, whatever show up, you can tell it, nope, I don't receive that. Nope, I ain't gonna act like that. You have the opportunity to get all mad about it, and you could be right. You could be right. Nope, I ain't gonna act like that. I didn't say let people run over you. But you don't have to act, you don't have to cut up. You don't have to act all belligerent. You say, oops, I shouldn't have said that. Because you done got upset. You don't have to do that. Nope. I'm not gonna act like that. Well, say, Kenny, how do you do that? Let me tell you this. It's been years since I've been sick. I mean, literally, double digits, years since I've been just dog sick. I can think of well one time. And I made myself sick then. I wound up having to go to the hospital. But I almost caught, I was way in Arkansas. I'm like, man, I ain't got nobody to help me right now. I had to gather myself up and drive myself to the hospital that day because of the way I made myself sick. But other than that, just sickness come on me, I've learned the principle. Me and sick, I say this to sickness. Hey, sickness, me and you don't get along. Therefore, I don't hang out with you. We don't hang out. We don't get along. Debt, you can tell the same thing. Hey, debt, we don't get along. I ain't gonna hang out with you. Look, anger, you love to get up. I ain't gonna say love, but you get upset quick. Oh, nope. Stop hanging out with him. How can you fellowship with somebody you don't hang out with or something? How can you do it? You can't. If you've never been on the four-wheel, or went mud riding, you wouldn't know what to do. You get out there and turn that thing over on top of you. Because you ain't never dealt with it, right? You ain't never flown an airplane, excuse me. You wouldn't know what to do. You get it, you might probably wouldn't even get it off the ground. If you did, you wouldn't go far because you crashed. Why? Because you don't know how to deal with that. You treat debt, lack, sickness, and nope. It's simple, these simple words. Nope, I don't receive it.